in person, Dinah Shore. Come on in, Dinah.
Hello, Truman. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hiya, fellas.
Hi, fellas.
Oh, all right. Yes, in person, Dinah Shore with Gordon Jenkins and his orchestra in her own show. Dinah herself with words and music for everybody, especially for our boys in the service and the girls they left behind them. Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Company with a suggestion that you make mum your word for charm. That's M-U-M, mum. For our first number tonight, Dinah Shore sings For Me and My Gal.
The bells are ringing for me and my gal. The birds are singing for me and my gal. Everybody's been knowing to a wedding they're going. And for weeks they've been sewing every Susie and Sal. They're congregating for me and my gal. The parson's waiting for me and my gal. And sometime's gonna build a home for two, three or four or more in Loveland for me and my gal.
Roses are red, violets are blue. No one can sing a song, Dinah, quite like you.
Well, that's very sweet. What brought that on?
Well, Dinah, don't tell me you've forgotten that Valentine's Day is just a little over a week away.
Indeed, I haven't forgotten. In fact, my next song might serve as a modern musical Valentine.
Mm-hmm.
There's no red satin hearts or white paper lace frills about it. But it does carry the sentiment we all associate with Valentine messages.
Right you are. Friends, it's Dinah Shore and Moonlight Becomes You.
Moonlight becomes you. It goes with your hair. You certainly know the right thing to wear. Moonlight becomes you. I'm thrilled at the sight, and I could get so romantic tonight. You're all dressed up to go dreaming. Now don't tell me I'm wrong. Ah, what a night to go dreaming. Mind if I tag along? If I say I love you, I want you to know it's not just because of moonlight. Although moonlight becomes you so,
oh, Helen. Gosh, I thought you'd never finish taking dictation. I've been waiting here in the courtroom for ages.
Oh, Betty, I'm sorry. What can I do for you, honey?
Well, you know that pretty turquoise turban you wore to the office this morning?
Yeah.
How'd you like to lend it to me for the evening?
To you? Why, sure. Something special?
Uh-huh. Jimmy just turned up, and he's taking me to dinner and the movies. That's why I want to get all freshened up and be glamorized, too, in your new hat. I've only got 5 minutes, so I've got to hurry. But, oh, Helen, I have a feeling Jimmy's just going to love me in that turquoise turban.
Well, my guess is 5 minutes from now, Betty will meet Jimmy looking lovely as can be in Helen's turban, looking as fresh and dainty as if she hadn't just finished today's work. Yes, freshening up takes just a jiffy. And you know that you're going to be flower fresh when you have Mum there in your desk drawer or your handbag. Why, it takes only 30 swift seconds to use Mum. Yes, that's M-U-M, Mum. Mum, the snowy white underarm deodorant cream. The famous sure way to banish undaintiness for a whole long day at work, for a long evening of good time. And because Mum is so swift, so safe, you can use it at any time, even after you're dressed, and as often as you like. You see, Mum will not irritate the most sensitive skin, will not harm the fabric of your daintiest dress. So make a habit of using Mum, especially after every bath. For while your bath takes care of the past, Mum gives you the sure, dependable protection you need for the hours ahead. So next time you're at the druggist's, ask for a jar of Mum. Just remember that famous quick way, safe way, sure way to keep dainty, the Mum way.
Brazil, the Brazil that I knew, where I wandered with you, lives in my imagination, where the songs are passionate, and a smile has flash in it, and a kiss has art in it, for you put your heart in it. And so I dream of old Brazil, where hearts were entertaining you. We stood beneath an amber moon and softly murmured, someday soon we kissed and clung together. Then tomorrow was another day, the morning found me miles away, with still a million things to say. Now, when twilight dims the sky above, recalling thrills of our love, there's one thing I'm certain of, return I will to old Brazil.
Service, the mail call. This is the time each week when Dinah Shore brings you her memory medley, chosen from the requests of your girls back home.
Pardon me, Truman, but that's not exactly the case tonight. Tonight is a very special mail call, not an answer to requests from the girls back home, but the request of a man here in Hollywood, Mr. Cary Wilson, who produces the Andy Hardy pictures. Mr. Wilson wrote me a letter last week requesting a song. And it was such an unusual letter, I've asked him to come here tonight and read it to all of you. Please read your letter, Mr. Wilson.
Dear Dinah, he was such a little soldier. And there he was at 12:30, thrusting his slim little body through the terrifying downpour of the wettest night I'd ever seen. I pulled over to the curb and beckoned to him, but he didn't want to get in and get me wet. He'd walked from the Hollywood canteen to Beverly Hills through that downpour simply because he didn't want to get anyone's car soaked. But finally he climbed in and sat down with a squash that spattered water in every direction. I tried to talk to him, but he wasn't in a very talkative mood. No, he didn't need a place to sleep. No, it wouldn't be necessary for me to drive him where he wanted to go. No, he didn't really care to stop for a cup of coffee. Thank you, sir. I tried to be good company. I exhausted my repertory of cinema anecdotes, but no soap. And then, inadvertently, through those boyish lips, there came a name, Dinah Shore. And then the whole heartbreaking little tragedy came out. Some over-enthusiastic soldier boy had told him that Dinah Shore was at the Hollywood canteen every night from 7 till midnight positively. So this man-child had braved the most horrible night in years and come to the canteen and waited for Dinah to come and sing. But she didn't come. Now, this is a very serious situation. I wasn't much younger than he when my life was blackened for a year because of a lesser tragedy. So I told him carefully that it just wasn't Dinah Shore's night to be at the canteen. And I told him I knew Dinah Shore very well, which was, of course, a lie, because I don't know you at all. But because I knew you so well, I promised to ask you if maybe you'd sing a song for him on your radio program sometime before February 15th. We thought, he and I, that maybe if you sang Can't Get Out of This Mood, it might get him out of his mood. Just the thought of it was breaking his mood when he got out of the car. And I assured him you wouldn't let him down. Because Dinah, he was such a little soldier. Very truly yours, Gary Wilson.
Can't get out of this mood. Can't get over this feeling. Can't get out of this mood. Last night your lips were too appealing. The thrills should have been all gone by today. In the usual way. But it's only your arms I'm out of. Can't get out of this dream. What a fool to dream of you. Wasn't part of my scheme to sigh and tell you that I love you. But I'm saying it, I'm playing it down. Can't get out of this mood. Heartbreak, here I come. Can't get out of this mood. Over this feeling. Can't get out of this mood. Last night your lips were too appealing. But I'm saying it, I'm saying it done. Can't get out of this mood. Here I
Dinah saying goodnight to all you fellas in the service from us girls at home. Night, girls. Night, fellas. Night, everybody.
Remember, next week at this same time, in person, Dinah Shore, same station. And won't you also remember, ladies and gentlemen, to make Mum your word for charm? Get a jar of Mum. That's M-U-M, Mum, from your druggist tomorrow. Truman Bradley speaking. This program came to you from Hollywood. This is the Blue Network.
KECA Los Angeles.